Hello, this is Paige Estratore, representing Financial Services Online, with your weekly summary of industry news for Tuesday, August 26, 2025. Let's begin with a significant development from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, otherwise known as ASIC. The body is holding the life insurance sector up to the light due to substantial breaches found in direct sales practices. Remuneration structures stand at the heart of the issue and may be encouraging forceful sales. Unfortunately, we're seeing claims disputes on the rise, having doubled since 2018. Commissioner Alan Kirkland has fired a warning shot, stating that industry leaders can influence potential enforcement actions through proactive steps. As the sector braces itself for a potential revamp of sales incentive structures, all players must keep customer satisfaction and protection at the forefront. Shifting gears, let's look into some recent rulings from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, that are sparking debate. In one case regarding a $2,000 excess on a property insurance policy, AFCA sided with insurer IAE. The policyholder, having made 7 claims in as many years, protested the charge as unfair and undisclosed. Despite these claims, the ruling underscored the importance of policyholders diving into the renewal terms and also paved the way for insurers to levy extra costs on high claims frequency. In a separate case, AFCA denied a man's request for an expansive car insurance payout after a dispute with his ex-wife. Though he was the registered owner of the damaged vehicle, his ex-wife, the policyholder, successfully instructed IAG to block the payout. This case highlights the crucial need for clear communication in insurance policies over shared assets. And it's worth noting, there was some consolation for the man, as he did receive $1,500 for his troubles. Lastly today, we delve into the proactive endeavors of the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA. Acknowledging the ongoing challenges in home insurance affordability, they are setting up detailed consultations with general insurers, government agencies, and the private sector. Their aim is to mitigate rising costs through enhancing affordable access to reinsurance, among other strategies. It's also worth noting that an insurance industry climate vulnerability assessment is on the way, involving Australia's 5 largest insurers. And there you have it, a week in review, assuredly filled with moments of contention, revelations, and proactivity in the insurance sector. Stay tuned with us on Financial Services Online for your regular dose of insights into the world unfolding around us. This has been Paige Estratore saying stay informed, stay smart, and we'll see you next time.